Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nice conversation with Doc Mina there last break. In case you missed that, check out the podcast.
Unless you hate equality.
Yeah.
That's right. And skip the last part.
Hate equality.
Yeah.
You got to stop that. And get your shots. Get your vaccines. Yeah. And hope you're all fine. Just calling Todd a puss because we can, because we work with him.
There's that.
Right. Todd's a puss. Puss is a puss.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to get confusing here real soon.
Like your genitalia.
Well, we'll see who's the man. It's either puss. So far, we got three left to get their second shots. Todd today, puss tomorrow, and Craig on Saturday. So bang, bang, bang.
All Pfizer?
We should play Who's the Man.
No, I got Moderna.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But either way, they're the same. They're pretty much the same. Except you had to wait 4 weeks instead of three, obviously.
Yeah, they're both based on the same technology.
Right, so we'll see who's the man.
It's going to be weird being back
Todd,
in the studio.
Todd, Craig, yeah, we'll be weird.
For about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Then somebody will rip one and you'll go back to the office.
That is a part I don't miss, because I can see you guys lean sometimes in your chair, and I'm like, oh, the office is nice right about now.
Yeah. You got to get back in here and build up your tolerance.
Yeah. You're right. You're like the bubble boy out there is what you are in that room. Although we do have one of those in there.
You've been 13 months of fart rehab. Yeah.
How long have you been in there?
13 months.
Yeah,
no.
Forever.
No. It wasn't until last fall.
October, November, yeah,
it was September.
It was last fall when Craig had the,
Oh, that's right.
And so it's been about 7 months.
It's when Craig had the scare, right?
And it's been a long time.
We kicked Nick out 7 months ago?
Yeah, I think it was right around September. It was right around Labor Day.
Actually, Craig caught COVID.
When Craig had the COVID.
That was the end of September.
I didn't realize you'd been out of the studio that long. And you're the only one vaccinated. Well, for a lot of that time, fully vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm due for round two. Yeah. I think I'll get the Pfizer this time. If my junk's big enough.
Yeah. Try them all.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I want to try them all.
Yeah. Well, whenever they tell me I need a booster, I'll go do it too. I want real life to come back. We all do.
I'm getting the next one right in the temple.
Right there. Oh, that's a man. That's a man.
Shoot it into my head.
Yeah.
Well, I have read something. I think it was the guy who was in charge of Moderna.
Right.
I think he said that they're already working on ways to try to just roll the flu shot and a COVID booster all into one.
Oh, they're all working on that.
You
right.
know?
Yep.
Oh, people's heads will explode.
Yeah.
You'll do something that you already do anyway. There'll just be something else in there that you can't feel.
Right.
What's in that? Well, it's like putting bacon on a cheeseburger. Yeah. Whatever.
It was on this date in 1865. I doubt that people who are anti-COVID vaccine get the flu vaccine.
I bet you there are some that do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, because the flu's real, Todd.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
COVID's made up.
Yeah.
I've talked to somebody Well, the flu shot's been around. They're like, this one, this other one came out of nowhere, the COVID
No, it didn't come out of nowhere.
Right, well, that's what they say.
No. The technology was already there, and then the whole world worked on it.
No, it came out of a scientific laboratory.
Yeah. All right, Jesus. People. Stupid.
And none of the people who say these things are scientists or doctors.
No, they're not.
But they did their research. Do your research.
Just picture all these morons in a non-existent library. Tracking down books. Right?
You know what scares me about those morons the most is I know some morons that I disagree with completely on politics that got the shot. And they're morons. That makes these people crazy.
The dumbest.
They're the dumbest of the dumbest.
Right. They're just in that library. Who took my RDNA book? I got it.
What's going on, Craig?
Well, you may have seen this coming yesterday on one of the on this dates, but it was on this date in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln passed away.
Oh, he did.
Hours after being shot.
Yeah. I wonder how many people had on the Deadpool back then.
Had to have been a few.
John Wilkes Booth? No, none, because he was a sitting president.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, this is before the, you know, the
rules.
The rules.
And if John Wilkes Booth would have had him, he participated in
You're
that
right.
death.
Yep.
So
yeah.
It wouldn't have
Doesn't
counted.
Count.
Right. Yeah, I saw some of the, it was funny, there was the unofficial Todd and Tyler page on Facebook that gets kind of crazy. And the other guys were talking about, I see what you said, Nick. The other guys talking about, oh my God, Tyler's Tupperware turd has 9 hits. And people were saying he might be actually death.
Oh, he's a time traveler.
Right, time traveler I saw. But apparently when I first got the page, I don't know what happened, it said I couldn't comment and said you can join. So I hadn't even joined our own damn unauthorized page. So I get on there.
Well, there's about 3 of them.
Okay, well, I joined one yesterday, but they had a question, and the question was it was about the show. Like you had to be something. So all I wrote in the answer was, I'm Tyler, and they let me in. But it was a question like something inside about the show we talk about. You'd have to be a fan of the show to get it, to answer the question, to be allowed to get in the thing.
Oh, it's like
so. My answer was just I'm Tyler, even though I knew the answer.
You have to submit.
Oh, you did know the answer though.
I did. It was something we all talk. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something we all talk about all the time. And the guys, and you'd have to listen to the show to get the answer though.
Okay.
There were 2 questions, but they accepted my first answer. I'm Tyler. Right?
Yeah. How many miles would you walk to get into this group?
No, that's a little bit too soon. That would be about this. And then I got in and I saw some horrible things.
Yes. I just had to stand
my eyes out. Right?
Pictures of my x-ray.
Yeah, you did.
That's what I do to join every group.
Yeah, sure.
In Facebook, I just send them a picture of my x-ray.
It's your backstage pass.
Yeah.
Like, that's nice, Todd, but this is a Vikings page. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm about sick of that Vikings page.
Yeah, I bet you are. Oh, we had a nice email from a guy who's. Thanks, just because you've been working at home the whole time. He's a Bills Mafia guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had that email. That's a pretty good email.
Poking the bear.
He poked the bear about the Bills saying everybody has to have the vaccine to get into the Bills football games. And he was kicked out because, I don't know what it was. Didn't you say the Bills quarterback yesterday said some stupid stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's on this Bills fan page.
Here we go.
Oh, good. Read it. It's a great email. Read it from the whole thing. I think
all the talk on the show about the Bills announcing their vaccine requirement made me want to share my personal story with you. I've been a member of a private Facebook group, Bills Mafia, for the last 4 years or so. It's like most sports pages, filled with dumb guys, opinions of, we should sign him. Last week, an article about Josh Allen's idiotic statements on getting vaccinated was posted on the page. Of course, the anti-vax, anti-mask crowd was letting their voices back.
Yeah. That's not a good
filter.
Why you can't say that?
I don't.
That is such an. You said dip s right there. I believe dip.
Sorry.
I didn't say don't swear in the subject, Mike.
It did not. Thank you, Nick. Good job, Todd.
Yeah. Much like Todd, I have become.
If you're listening online, that was great to hear, man. Much like Todd, what?
I've become the irritable prick over the course of the pandemic.
Hey, it's not just Todd.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Are you unable to edit yourself too?
No, too many people who have died to put up with these dumbasses' opinions. I started shooting back with helpful NPR articles to educate their dumbasses.
This is my favorite part of the story.
Right, I'm sure they read them and appreciate me helping them out. a page administrator decided to tell me, keep my politics and propaganda out of the group. I informed him that I, in fact, had not brought up politics or propaganda at all and kindly told him to, I won't say.
Because you're right. He wasn't the one that brought it up.
No.
They were.
But he told him to eat something.
Oh, okay.
I no longer remember.
Go ahead and say it, Todd.
Of the Private Bills Mafia Facebook group. It's absolutely astonishing how loud the voice of the idiots can be. Thank you for always sharing your reasonable, fact-based opinions on the airwaves here in Omaha.
I was kicked off.
And elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Podcasts around the world.
Anti-vax, anti-mask crowd is not politics, but bringing up facts about masks and vaccines is politics.
Yeah, they're stupid, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I got in the same, I don't know the exact... I got kicked out of the Penn State group a couple times for stuff like that, although it was already on there. Like one guy said, the stadium should have been full last year. This is fake.
God.
So I got on there and said, you're an idiot, and then I got yelled at. Because I went further into it why the guy was an idiot.
Right.
But but they kicked me out. So I guess I was the one that got political, but not that guy. But then I rejoined, exactly. They let me back in. So there's so many people on there, they don't know. You sneak back in, they don't know, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I sneak back in, because I piss off somebody else. Right
if
away.
You react to what Josh Allen said, that's political.
Right.
Yep.
But if you agree with him, it's not. Right. You're good.
Yeah, being an idiot isn't political.
No, no. But that guy got
calling
out of
somebody
his own
an
group.
Idiot. Is. He's gonna have to find another group of friends to jump through tables with.
Yep.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
The CDC says that sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high, up 30%.
That's a lot.
From 2015 to 2019.
Well, wear rubber, man.
Oh.
Uh-oh, what happened? Somebody else die?
Just the J-Lo and A-Rod.
Sex tape?
Union.
Oh. Getting back together?
No, they broke up.
They broke up.
Who cheated on who? How come that hasn't leaked yet?
Who knows?
Because that's what happened.
Somebody cheated on anybody.
Somebody did something.
They think that they're better as friends, apparently.
Yeah, somebody did something.
One assumes.
Of course. Because all guys are going to say, listen, J-Lo, I don't want to bang you anymore.
Here's the deal with A-Rod.
Yeah.
He could find a 22-year-old J-Lo.
True.
Not that there's anything wrong with J-Lo, because she's 50 and she is absolutely gorgeous. But A-Rod will not lack for company.
No. The other one might not be as feisty.
And J-Lo could find a 22-year-old A-Rod.
In a heartbeat.
I think he's much easier to replace than she is.
No.
I hope he gets back
to Boulder. There's millions of beautiful women out there.
I hope he gets back the boulder of a diamond he gave her. This article. I remember seeing when he proposed.
Was it on steroids?
It looks like it. By the way, did you see the clip of the kid from the Timberwolves? You know, A-Rod's in on the new ownership group.
I know that, okay.
Yeah, he's part of they're buying the Timberwolves, and they're that Anthony Edwards, a star rookie or young kid, he's like 19. They said, well, what do you know, were you a fan of A-Rod growing up? And he's like, who's that?
Oh, man.
Wow.
He's like...
Well, first of all, he might not have even been a baseball fan either.
Well, he claims he is. He claims he was a baseball player in high school.
Well, then he would know who A-Rod was.
And they said, well...
I know he's young, but A-Rod's been done for 7-8 years maybe, but still.
Well, then he's ignorant.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
They're like, Alex Rodriguez, the baseball player? He's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's I guess he's our new owner, but that's about all.
That guy's dumb. That guy's dumb. If you played baseball, he's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up until today, Craig mentioned Jackie Robinson. I didn't know who he was because that was before I was born.
Oh, that's right.
You shouldn't know anything before you were born.
So that's enough mourning of A-Rod and her J-Lo.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Jenny from the block.
She's available, though.
There you go, puss.
There you go, guys.
I'm married, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Well, there goes that.
Yeah, but you only as...
Now she's sad.
You're only and by as she, faithful I mean your as wife. Your options. J-Lo calls. Holy hell. Good thing she's not going to.
No.
Good thing for her.
Any of us.
Good thing for her.
Yeah.
I'd go pick her up in the Focus.
Yeah. She could find out I'm a man then. Give me a call. Mm. We'll see if Todd
might take
today.
That. I think a lot of people.
Pick her up in the Focus.
I talked about the open relationships earlier, but there's a lot of couples that will welcome either one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Into their circle. Yeah.
Does your wife even like you to pick you up in the Focus? Does
no.
she like to be no?
She doesn't like when I drive.
Oh, so you're in a passenger seat of the Focus?
Well, I'll drive the Focus, but you'd much prefer to take her car.
Got it.
I do too, because then I can get a little baked and not worry about it.
There you go. I'm with you on that. Okay, J Lo interrupted us, Craig. What were you talking about?
The CDC says sexually transmitted diseases.
There you go. Yeah. I forgot about that.
All right, an all-time high, up 30% between 2015 and 2019.
What's the reason?
CDC data shows 2.5 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were reported in 2019. STDs have been rising steadily for 6 years, with the biggest increase involving syphilis cases among newborns who contracted it in utero from their mothers. Young people.
Thanks, Mom.
Young people, right. Racial and ethnic minority groups, and gay and bisexual men were most at risk for STDs. These disparities likely aren't caused by differences in sexual behavior, but rather reflect differential access to quality sexual health care.
Oh, that's right, because a lot of the politics try to shut that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And that's according to the report
abstinence
from
is what
the
you should teach.
CDC.
Yeah.
The U.S. has seen a nearly 20% increase between 2015 and 2019 in chlamydia cases. Gonorrhea cases have increased by more than 50% in that same time period. There was an increase of more than 70% in the syphilis.
Education?
Well, still, yeah, there's that, and the lack of quality health care.
Yeah, that's...
And are people just getting lazy? Don't know. No word on that. Raul Romaguera, the acting director of the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, wrote, less than 20 years ago, gonorrhea rates in the U.S. were at historic lows. Syphilis was close to elimination, and advances in chlamydia diagnostics made it easier to detect infections. That progress has been lost, due in part to challenges to our public health system.
Yep.
He said preliminary data for 2020... indicates the continuation of the concerning trends. Last year, amid the pandemic, experts have noted the pandemic caused disruptions to health services aimed at curbing sexually transmitted infections. So the health care has gotten worse for those very same people.
Yeah, but all your data came before the pandemic.
It did, but then it said preliminary data for 2020 indicates the continuation of the trends. And there was disruption to services in 2020 that were aimed at curbing sexually transmitted infections, the health care that we were just talking about. I need gonorrhea.
I don't hear near as many public service announcements. There used to be.
Well,
TV, radio.
There's also a push that to not even teach kids about sexual education.
You mean when gonorrhea rates were at the historic lows and syphilis was close to elimination? That's when you heard those things?
From the right-wing a-holes that try to shut down sex education
for kids. Yeah, that's probably when I heard them the most.
Yeah.
I think you got to go abstinence or just butt.
Because the same parents yelling, it has to be taught at home, are not teaching it then.
Yeah.
They're not even teaching it.
Yeah.
I still think you can get
abstinence or butt is right.
You can get the butt gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Puss?
You can get the butt syphilis.
Well, it's a sad commentary when our sexual education is just down to Tyler saying, wrap that bear up.
Thank you.
We need more.
No.
That would help a lot.
That's pretty simple.
We need more voices saying that.
I had an eighth grade health class in junior high school, and I'm not a kid that taught us sexual education. And I hear people bitching to this day, a lot of years later, that they don't want the health teacher teaching about rubbers and stuff.
Yeah,
I remember distinctly in class, our health teacher talking about rubbers and syphilis and gonorrhea and all
that
stuff.
That's because you grew up in the amoral East Coast.
No, I did not. I grew up in, you knew my town's a small-ass town.
Here in the moral Midwest.
Oh, my God.
I didn't have a lick of sex education.
That's crazy. And it was not a liberal town.
All you need is a lick.
You know? You've been to my town. You know it's not a liberal town for sure. It was just what was taught. You know?
Well, it's common sense.
Thank you. And the same people screaming that they don't want their kids to learn about it, they say, we got to teach this at home. Well, you're not teaching
it
at home.
You won't. You won't.
Yeah. You're not even offering the butt. You're just saying abstinence. Right.
Yeah. By the way, butt sex is still sex.
Yeah.
True. No babies.
So you can't say, just butt. Well, no, that's still sex.
If you took anything else from today, remember that. Butt sex is still sex. Talk right about
down.
That.
Talk that's today's right lesson, kids.
That's right. Take that home to parents tonight.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.